Unit 65, Sportsmanship. First or second graders may be more eager to talk about the fun they have in sports. As they move into more competitive games, kids become more focused on winning. They often forget to have fun. Without constant reminders and good examples, they may also forget what behavior is appropriate before, during, and after a sporting event. If a child has a coach who cares only about being in first place, the child picks up the message that it's okay to be ruthless on the field. If parents are constantly pressing them to play better, children get the message that they're only as good as their last good play, and they'll try any method of achieving one. Adults who emphasize good sportsmanship, however, see winning as just one of several goals they'd like their kids to achieve. They help young athletes take pride in their accomplishments so that the kids see themselves as winners, even if the scoreboard doesn't show the numbers going in their favor. The best coaches and parents encourage their kids to play fair, to have fun, and to concentrate on helping the team. Remember the saying, actions speak louder than words? That's especially true when it comes to teaching your kids the basics of good sportsmanship. Your behavior during practices and games will influence them more than any pep talk or lecture you give them. Here are some suggestions on how to build sportsmanship in your child. Unless you're coaching your child's team, you need to remember that you're the parent. Shout words of encouragement, not directions from the sidelines. There is a difference. Keep your comments positive. Don't badmouth coaches, players, or game officials. When you're talking to your child after a competition, it's important not to dwell on who won or who lost. Instead, you might ask your child, "How did you feel you did during the game?" If your child mentions that he or she didn't do well at a particular skill, like throwing or catching, offer to work on these skills with your child before the next game. Applaud good plays no matter who makes them. Don't push your child into a sport because it's what you enjoyed. Let your child choose the sport he or she wants to play. Look for examples of good sportsmanship in professional athletes and point them out to your kid. Talk about the bad examples, too, and why they upset you. Finally, don't forget to have fun. Even if your child isn't the star, enjoy the game while you're thinking of all the benefits your child is gaining. New skills, new friends, and attitudes that can help him or her all through life.